Praise God. Hallelujah. This is Jesus in His glory. Hallelujah. It is finished. Hallelujah. Praise God. And He did it for you. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. What a wonderful job. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, as Pastor Roy said, we're so excited to have back with us our very own family, Brother Mike and Sister Vicki Oliver. Brother Mike and Sister Vicki have been coming here to minister for many, many years. I'm not sure exactly how many, but there's a lot of minis in there. And we are so blessed to have them come and share God's word with us. And I just want to paint a little picture before they come real quick. If you just imagine with me in your mind how much, you know, when you pour into a service like this, you pour in a lot of prayer because God is really gives you a burden. And then to top it off, they travel far away from home to do this. And Brother Mike, he's been working for many years. So what they do is they'll get up early in the morning, catch a plane on the way home, and she'll land at the airport, or they'll land at the airport, and on their way home, literally, she'll take him to work. So when you guys are waking up in the morning and getting your Starbucks, they're already on the plane heading home, and he's trying to get ready for work too. And this has been going on for a long time. And Brother Mike was just sharing with us that he's in a transition period, and I call it a transition period because, see, a lot of people call it a retirement. And Brother Mike's going to be retiring soon from his job, and that's a blessing. But see, God has bigger plans for Brother Mike, so I'm calling it a transition. God's given him an executive promotion. Praise God. Hallelujah. So, Brother Mike, if you could come up here, and I have a special card for you, and then we want you to minister right now to us.
Praise the Lord. Let's give Jesus that great big hand clap. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for that warm welcome. You may be seated. Thank you, Jesus. God is so good. And I want to elaborate just a little bit on what Brother Solberg told you. We travel so much, and last year we did a 3-week tour of Guam and all the islands over there. And when I got back, my job said, you can't do that anymore. It said, you have so many things you take care of here that when you leave, we basically have to shut the place down. So I said, okay, I'll try to do my best. So with that in mind, they were restricting me going and traveling with my wife and doing ministry. And you can imagine how I felt. I was very saddened to hear that happening. But I kept a good attitude. I prayed about it. And I've been working in our home church, teaching the youth and praying with people in the altar. And I said, Lord, I don't know what you're doing, but I trust you. I know that you do all things well, and I trust you. And when they came out with this early retirement package in July, and they did this about 25 years ago, and they said they would never do this again. Never. Never do it again. I said, okay, you're not going to do it, but the Lord's doing it. He's doing it. He's making it so I can retire earlier. And I would have never thought I'd be able to retire at an early age as I am right now. I thought at least another 5 years, at least. So I give Jesus all the glory. Let's give him a hand clap of praise again. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God, praise God. And I was wondering if I should share that to you, but he led me right into it. Isn't that great how God works? I wanted to share that with you because we feel that you are family. We love coming here. We love seeing all the people that we remember, all the kids, and it's just wonderful coming here. And now, instead of worrying about the 4 weeks vacation that I had, that I could only do so much a year in 4 weeks, I have unlimited vacation now. God is so good. He is so good. But really, I'm pointing this back to what I'm getting ready to do. You have to keep a good attitude. You know, I could have taken that and I could have said, I don't understand this, and I just quit. I've given so much to the ministry in terms of my time, okay? But here's the thing. It's not my time. It's God's time. It's God's time. He gives me every day that I wake up, so it's His time. And He has been so good to me, and I kept a right attitude about it, and the Lord has blessed me. I see everybody shaking their heads. That's the truth. It's the truth. So, no matter what happens in the good times, praise the Lord. And when you don't understand, praise the Lord. And when you're hurting, praise the Lord. That's what we're made for. His creation. And one of these days, we're going to have all the time that there is to praise and worship Him. Now, we don't have too much time today because there's only so much time in a day. But we do need to praise and worship the Lord today. If you have any problem in your life, no matter what it is, oh, I got a hangnail. Okay, that's a problem. Oh, I got a hair out of place. I got a lot of hairs out of place. Okay? Praise the Lord. Talk to Him about it. Everybody's got problems. Some are bigger than others. So, to God, you know what? It's just a problem. It's not a big problem. It'll never be a big problem. It's only a big problem if you make it a big problem. Give it to the Lord. We're going to do the 4 steps of worship in just a minute here, and we're going to play some soft music as we do. But this is your opportunity to give it to Jesus. Tell Him all about it. You keep the right attitude, and Jesus will do His part because He's here for you today. He loves you so much. So let's just talk to Jesus. Kids, I want you to sit with your back against the back of your seat, with your legs hanging down. If you have anything in your hands, even if it's your Bible or your glow sticks, put it beside you or underneath your seat. We just need to put them away because we're going to use our hands in just a minute, okay? Good. The very first step, again, in the steps of worship is so easy. And that's just to close your eyes for Jesus. Jesus loves you so much, and He thinks about you every second of every day. Even when you're sleeping, Jesus thinks about you. Now, I had you close your eyes today, not because I want you to go to sleep, but because I want you to think about Jesus. So we close our eyes to shut everything out of our minds, except for one thing, and that's Jesus. We need to remember how good Jesus is. He wakes you up every morning. He keeps your heart beating. He gives you the breath that you breathe. He makes it so that there's food for you to eat and clothes for you to wear. He blesses us so much each and every day. And we take so little time to really praise and worship Jesus. But when we gather together in His house, this is our great opportunity to praise and worship Jesus. So with your eyes closed today, I want you to picture in your mind Jesus standing right in front of you. And He's looking to see if you have your eyes closed because he wants you to think about him. And if you are, he's smiling so big. And if you're not, Jesus is disappointed, but he still loves you. So now close your eyes if you don't have them closed and think about Jesus standing right in front of you, because really that's where he's at. He's all around you and he wants to be inside of you also to give you strength and power. So with our eyes closed, we're going to do that second step for Jesus. We're going to lift our face towards heaven, the direction Jesus wants us to go. And we're going to tell Jesus with our eyes closed and our face lifted, Jesus, we want to obey you. We want to do what pleases you. And Jesus, if it just takes this little bit to please you, we want to do that for sure. Whatever it takes to please you, Jesus, that's what we want to do. So we have our eyes closed and our face lifted. Now Jesus wants us to raise our hands to reach out to him, remembering that Jesus raised his hands when he died on the cross for us. And he raised his hands willingly for us, even though he knew there was going to be great pain. So we need to raise our hands willingly for Jesus. Don't make somebody tell you to raise your hands. Raise your hands for Jesus right now. You have your eyes closed, your face lifted, your hands raised, and Jesus has a great big smile on his face, and he's just waiting for this fourth step. And he knows that you're going to do this better than any of the other three steps that you've done. So we're going to use a loud voice and talk to Jesus from our heart right now. Let's everybody talk to Jesus real loud. I love you, Jesus, and I praise your name. I worship you, Lord, with all my heart. You are so good. You are so wonderful. And we come here today, Lord, to feel you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for what you're doing. Thank you, Lord, for each and every person that has their eyes closed and their face lifted and their hands raised and are talking to you, Lord. This is your day, Lord. This is the day you created just for us. And we are here to praise and worship you. We thank you, Lord. We worship you with all of our heart. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh. Hallelujah. Lift your voices. Come on, let's give him our best today. I love you, Jesus. I worship you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. 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 Come on, just push a little further. Come on, push into his presence. We need to entertain his presence today. Oh, I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. You are so good, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Clap your hands to the Lord. Shout with a voice of triumph. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. He's here. The Bible says when we worship him, he comes in to inhabit our praise or to be in the middle of our praise. Sometimes we have to push a little bit. Flesh wants to quit. Flesh wants to stop. We have to push our flesh. You know, we know when we make a connection. Don't come to church and leave without making a connection. That's why we've come. You want to be able to leave and say, I felt something today. That's a connection. We're so happy to be with you. To the best of my ability to count, this would be year number 17 or 18 that we have been here. That means we're old. We've been traveling for 24 years across 46 states and now 5 foreign countries and those several times. And we are very blessed people indeed. But I can't think of anywhere that I'd rather be. I've told you before, this is my favorite church. This is called coming home. And you can't say it's because I have my beautiful daughter Sarah and my son-in-law Justin, who is handsome, and my two beautiful twin grands back there. The prettiest kids up here singing today, sorry. You can't say that's the reason. Because I was bragging on this church and telling you that it was my favorite church before that all ever happened. Isn't that amazing? And God allowed their birthday to be the very weekend that we could get to be here with you. Then we can also celebrate a birthday. It's now number 4. Hallelujah. God is so good. Hallelujah. I do want to hurry right along this morning, but I want you to know I love you. I'm glad to be here. I have a little confession. I was hoping they would leave the lights and the strobe going. I've never had a backdrop like this before. I'm just kidding. Isn't this cool? Y'all do the coolest things. I mean, this is over the top. Thank you, Brother Solberg. What a fearless leader we have. But without the presence of the Lord, we have nothing. Anybody can create a backdrop, can't they? The world's proven that. But we've got something more today. Would you stand for the reading of the word? We turn in your Bibles to John chapter 3. They're going to put it on the screen for you. If you do not have your Bible, it's important that we read the word of the Lord. It's anointed. You know, you can read a scripture and give an altar call, and people will repent of their sins. They will be filled with the Holy Ghost. They will be drawn to baptism in Jesus' name. Why? Because the word itself is anointed. Hallelujah. There's a story going on here about Nicodemus. He's questioning Jesus in this chapter, but I want to turn your attention to verse 5. Jesus was answering Nicodemus. He said, "Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God." How many of you want to go to heaven? The alternative is not a good one. So if you didn't raise your hand, you really ought to think about it. That's why we're here. We want to be ready for heaven. The scripture says you're not going to heaven if you're not born of water and of spirit. Two things happen when a baby is born. There is water. The water breaks. There is water surrounding the birth. And then there's a cry. So we have to be born of water, baptism in Jesus' name, and there must be a cry, a voice, which is the utterance of the Holy Ghost. How simple can it get? If you've not been born of water and of spirit, then you got to do it quick, because Jesus is coming. He is coming. It could be before you have lunch today. Don't start thinking about lunch. So how do I do that, Sister Oliver? Acts chapter 2, verse 38. People said, "How do we do this?" There happened to be a preacher. His name was Peter. Then Peter said unto them, "Repent." That means ask Jesus to forgive you for your sins and stop doing them. Turn away from your sin, your old life. Then Peter said unto them, "Repent and be baptized." There's the water. "Every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins. And ye shall receive," not maybe, not might, "you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost." Everyone that received the gift of the Holy Ghost in the Bible spoke in tongues. That's how you know you got it. You say, "Well, I've had the Lord a long time and I've never done that." Well, then there's something more for you. You told me there was something more today. I would want it. Don't be so proud that you say, "Well, I've had all of this all along. I don't think I need that." Sure you do, if it's in the Bible. You show me something more and I want everything God has for me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now today, it's going to be a little different. We've got a lot of children here. I have to keep their attention. How would you like to be up here? So this is Family Crusade. I'm going to tell them a little story and you get to listen in. And if you're not careful, it might touch your heart too. Because our theme is shine. The world has a whole different definition of how you shine. Oh, yes. The people that they give accolades and promotions to in the world that they would say they are shining are not what we call shining. Oh, no. Madam Hollywood has created a mess. Don't let your children feast their eyes on that trash. But today, to come down to their level a little, I'm going to present a message. The girls are going to love. The boys are not going to love as much, but they're going to listen good and get something out of it. I'd like to call my message today, Baptism Barbie. You may be seated. Baptism Barbie. You didn't think I'd come without a prop, did you? Here we have Baptism Barbie. Now, I know you're not going to be able to concentrate if I don't tell you first where I got this. I went to Walmart, a weekly visit, and the optical department was promoting children's glasses for back to school. They had Barbie with glasses on. I tried to walk right by, and the Holy Ghost spoke to me. You say, that's ridiculous, Sister Oliver. No, in my line of work, it's not ridiculous. The Holy Ghost spoke to me. I went in and said, I would like to have that cardboard Barbie. And the lady said, it's already been asked for by a school teacher that wants it for her classroom. I said, well, I think she's not going to want it. She's going to call you, or she's just not going to show up to get it. So I want to give you my name and number. She said, okay. We're taking the display down at the end of the week. If she doesn't come, I'll call you. She took my name and number, and I walked out of the store, and the Lord said, I want you to preach about Baptism Barbie. So I knew Barbie was already mine. And sure enough, the end of the week, she called and said, well, ma'am, you were right. The school teacher called. She's not interested in the cardboard stand-up Barbie, so you can come get her. I carried her out to the car, not realizing she would fold up. It was rather quite the scene. People laughing and pointing. It wasn't the first time. And so here today, we have Baptism Barbie. Now, I have, for those of you who are concerned, I have modestized her. If you don't know what that word is, ask your neighbor. Because she needed some lace and some things to take care of her, to make her modest and holy. Because she's Baptism Barbie. I'm going to tell you a story. There was a little girl and her name was Barbie. She wasn't just Barbie. Everybody's got a full name. Her name was Barbie Millicent Roberts. Look it up. That's her real name. Her full name. And you're not going to believe this. Barbie was born and raised in Willows, Wisconsin. She had a mom and a dad and lots of sisters and brothers, more than I care to name and count over the years. And Barbie was at home one day when someone knocked on the door. And she listened carefully as the individual at the door said, we have a wonderful church. We're having a children's crusade, a special day just for children. And we'd like to pick up your children and bring them on our church bus. Barbie listened carefully. hoping that mom would say yes. Sure enough, mom said, "Well, I don't mind. We'll let her go. I don't know if the younger ones can go, but our oldest daughter, Barbie, she can go." And Barbie was so excited. And so they got everything ready for a children's day at Sunday school. And Barbie got to ride the church bus. She was so excited. And when they arrived at church, she noticed something different immediately. All the people were friendly and nice. They were all smiling. They were all happy to have her. Some people she didn't know just kind of patted her on the head or gave her a little hug. And she felt so warm and happy. A place where people are different than they are out in the world. Barbie loved Sunday school. Barbie listened so carefully to the teacher's instructions. And finally, the teacher said, "We're going to go out into the big sanctuary." And they lined up and they came in and sat on the front rows. Barbie had never been in a big church like this before. And the teacher said, "Now you must sit with your back against the back of the seat, with your legs hanging down, because this is God's house. We don't put our feet up on God's furniture." The teacher said, "There should not be anything in your hands, especially glow sticks. And if your hands are wiggly and get you in trouble, hook them together and put them in your lap and hang on real tight. And you should not be talking at all." The teacher gave very serious instructions, and Barbie knew it's because I'm in a very special place. This is God's house. She had never been to God's house. She listened so carefully as the teacher began to tell her that Jesus is coming soon. "You're not going to heaven," the teacher said, "if you're not ready to go. You're not going to heaven just because you're a kid." A lot of kids think, "Well, if I'm a good boy or I'm a good girl, I'll go to heaven." And that's not what the Bible says. You must be saved to go to heaven. You must obey the word of God to go to heaven. A lot of people think, "If I just come to church, I come every Sunday morning, I'll go to heaven." You're not going to heaven because you came to church. "Well, I pay my tithe and offering." That won't get you to heaven either. You need to do that because we got to keep the lights on and the heat on pretty soon. But that won't get you to heaven. We all must be born again. Born of water and born of spirit. Barbie listened to the teacher. She was a little confused until the teacher said, "Let me give you an illustration. When we pray today, all you have to do is bring your heart to Jesus. When we pray today, if you'll do those four steps and close your eyes and lift your face and raise your hands and use your voice, you'll begin to feel Jesus. If you'll forget about everybody around you and just begin to talk to the Lord, 'Jesus, I'm sorry for my sins. Please forgive me. Please clean out my heart. I want to be ready for heaven. I want to change my ways. Please help me, Lord.' The Bible says, 'Except ye become as a child.'" You think this kind of talk is just for the kids? Listen here. Every one of us have to humble ourselves as a child or we'll not enter in. We've got to be like a little trusting child. "Okay, if that's what the Bible says to do, then I'll do it." Barbie was listening so carefully. The teacher said, "When you ask Jesus to forgive you, the minute you ask him, you give him permission to go into your heart. This is what he finds." Say, "Man, that person must have sinned a lot. Their heart's that dirty. Why, you couldn't put any more sin in there. It's so dirty." But in reality, the Bible says when we're born, when we're a little tiny baby, when we're still naked, this is what our heart looked like. before you ever said, wah, your heart looked like this. Because that's the kind of God we serve that said, I'm going to start everybody out on the same page with the same amount of sin. There won't be any comparing going on. I love everybody the same. And it doesn't matter what you've done between birth and now. Your heart looks just like this, like everybody else's. And all you have to do is come and bring him your heart. Jesus, I'm sorry. Please forgive me. You don't have to beg. You might cry, because when you're really sorry, sometimes you cry. When Jesus touches you and you feel his touch, sometimes you cry. And it's okay, because big, strong men and grown-up ladies cry when they pray. It's always okay to cry at church. You let those tears roll down your cheeks. And the minute you repent, the minute you say, Jesus, I'm sorry, with one sweep of his hand, he cleans out your heart. He leaves a clean, empty spot that he can move in. Hallelujah. Barbie was listening, as the teacher said. And then the Bible says, repent and be baptized. He said, every one of you. And then he told you how. In the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins. You're not ready for heaven until you've been baptized in Jesus' name. Some folks don't like that, because that's not the way they did it. Don't be so proud to say, well, I did what I thought was right then, but now I realize the Bible says I have to go down in Jesus' name, and I'm going to do it. Be baptized again. If you're not sure how you were baptized, be baptized again. You need to hear that preacher say, in Jesus' name. There's no other name under heaven whereby we must be saved but the name of Jesus. You don't have much time to try to make up your mind. Do it out of obedience to the word of God. Hallelujah. Barbie listened. She began to think, I've got a dirty heart. I've never repented. I've never been baptized. And the teacher said, and the most wonderful thing will happen. You shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. The gift of a brand new heart. When Jesus moves in your heart, he fills you with his spirit. He just pours his spirit into your heart, and he keeps filling you until it gets to the top. And all you're doing is just worshiping him. Don't come and seek for the Holy Ghost. Come and worship him, and you shall receive the Holy Ghost. You don't beg for it. You don't seek for it. You don't tarry for it. You don't wait for it. You just come and worship him and believe that he's moving in. Begin to thank him, and all of a sudden he fills you. And when it gets right here, it feels so wonderful. But he keeps pouring and pouring until the Holy Ghost gets up here. Sometimes your lip and tongue wiggles, stammering lips. And sometimes the words just come immediately. Everybody gets the Holy Ghost a little different. You can't do it wrong. But one thing for sure, you're going to say words in another language. You're going to speak them right out of your mouth. And you're not too young to receive the Holy Ghost. Before Barbie knew it, the music was playing. And the teacher said, now, who would like to come line up and pray? And all the children came, and a lot of adults came, and teenagers came, and they all lined up in the altar, and they did those four steps of worship. They closed their eyes and lifted their face and raised their hands, and Barbie began to feel something. As she said, Jesus, I'm sorry for my sins. Please forgive me. The tears began to roll down her cheeks. And all of a sudden, Barbie felt something. She felt clean. She felt new. She felt so wonderful. Repentance makes you feel so good. Hallelujah. And then her lip and tongue started wiggling. Strange words came to her mind. She thought, maybe I shouldn't say those. Maybe I'm making them up. Maybe that's too easy. But she spoke them right out of her mouth. And they were words in another language. She heard the teacher say, you can't do it wrong. You can't do, if you don't have the Holy Ghost today, today's your day. And you can't do it wrong. Barbie received the gift of the Holy Ghost. And then the teacher said, it's time to get on the bus. It's time to go home. And Barbie thought, I don't ever want to leave this place. It feels so wonderful here. She got on the church bus and they gave her a little bag of candy. She went home and her sisters, her little sisters and brothers said, can we have candy? And her mom made her share it. And she said, Mom, let me tell you what happened to me at church today. I asked Jesus to clean out my heart, and I received the Holy Ghost. And her mother said, I am busy packing. I need you to go play. But Mom, I said, go play. You see, the family was packing. They were moving to New York City. Barbie said, Mom, are we moving before next Sunday? Yes, the moving truck's coming on Wednesday. But Mom, I want to go back to that church. I want to ride the bus. I want to go there to church, Mom. Well, you won't be going back. Barbie grew up in Manhattan, New York. Barbie Millicent Roberts, born 1959 on March the 9th, to George and Margaret Roberts in Willows, Wisconsin. She repented. She received the gift of the Holy Ghost, but she was never baptized in Jesus' name. Barbie grew up in New York City. She had a boyfriend named Ken. She went to college in Manhattan. Barbie had many careers. It's a good thing she went to college because she was a firefighter, police officer, marine and navy officer, an aerobics instructor, a lifeguard, a Spanish teacher. She taught sign language. She was an art, dance, and elementary teachers and even taught special ed. Barbie was a football coach, a gymnastics coach, a swim teacher, a yoga instructor, a dentist, a doctor, a nurse, a surgeon, and a veterinarian. Over 150 careers. Talk about shining. Barbie was an architect, a paleontologist, a SeaWorld trainer, a pilot, a flight attendant, a tour guide, an artist, a ballerina, a chef, a hairdresser, a movie actress, an Olympic gymnast, a pet stylist, a photographer, a pop singer, a wedding stylist, a business executive, a cashier, a secretary, and a cafe owner. Barbie won many beauty pageants. She was a movie star. She was an ocean explorer. She was a rapper. Barbie was a cheerleader, a comic book hero, a cowgirl, a news anchor. She ran a soda fountain, a waitress at McDonald's, and a cashier. She also was a NASCAR car racer. But every day when Barbie laid her head on her pillow, she remembered a little Pentecostal church where she cried tears for Jesus. None of those things could make her happy. Every day she remembered when Jesus moved in her heart and she spoke with other tongues. And every day she remembered, I need to get back to church. Barbie's life went on. She and Ken broke up. She took up with a surfer dude. She owned a horse named Dancer, multiple dogs and cats, birds, a lion cub, and a zebra, among 40 other pets. It wouldn't fill the void. Barbie had a dream house, a pink Corvette, a motorcycle, a yacht, a speedboat. She owned a bus, a camper, and a full fashion wardrobe. Barbie made 60 movies. She was a movie star. But she was still not happy. I want you to hear me today. nothing will ever satisfy your soul but Jesus. Nothing will ever fill the void but Jesus. A relationship won't fill the void. A drug won't fill the void. Money won't fill it. A career won't fill it. Things won't fill it. Hallelujah. The only thing that will fill that empty place in your heart is Jesus, because he created that empty place that only he can fill. Hallelujah. So quit wasting your life on things. They're temporal, but Jesus is eternal. And one of these days, you talk about shining. We're going to step over on streets of gold. They're going to be gates of pearl. We're going to shine for Jesus, but we've got to get ready. Time is short, and Jesus is coming soon. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'd like for you to come to the keyboard, and I don't want anyone else to come yet. Just the keyboard, please. Play softly. Barbie had it all. She had it all. But nothing filled the void. But the day came that Barbie decided, I'm going to live for Jesus. The day has to come for every one of us that we make that choice. I'm going to live for Jesus. I've seen children that mommies and daddies wouldn't let them be baptized. The day will come. You keep coming to church. You keep living for God. The day will come that the Lord will move on mommy's heart. And she'll say, okay, and I'll come watch you. Or the day will come like it did with Barbie. Mom, can we go to church? No, Barbie, we're too busy. Look at all we've got going on. Barbie, just forget about that church. But the day came when Barbie had her own car keys. When Barbie said, I'm going to church. See, you'll never forget what you feel here. You'll never get away from it. And Barbie drove her car and she found that church. It was still there with all the wonderful people. They didn't recognize her because she wasn't a little girl anymore. She was all grown up. She was sitting towards the back, and when the music started playing, Barbie didn't know why, but the tears just started rolling down her cheeks. You'll never get away from this. The preacher preached the sermon and then said, who would like to come to the front and pray? And Barbie got out of her seat. See, you have to get to the place where you don't care what anybody else thinks. You're not worried about what people are going to say. You're not worried about explaining it to your family. You know that'll all take care of itself. Barbie made her way to an altar. She threw her hands in the air. She began to weep and cry. And the preacher came over and said, young lady, how may I help you pray? She said, I was here at this church when I was a little girl. I rode the church bus. And Jesus cleaned out my heart. And I received the gift of the Holy Ghost. But I never got to come back. I never spoke in tongues again. Oh, but it's still there. It'll never leave. Nobody can take away your Holy Ghost. Barbie threw her hands in the air. She began to thank the Lord. She began to tell Jesus, I'm sorry for the bad things I've done over the years. I'm sorry that I tried to fill my heart with other things. And all of a sudden, she felt it bubble up inside. Barbie began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave utterance. Hallelujah. Like so many, Barbie prayed through. When she was done, the first words out of her mouth, "Pastor, I was never baptized. I need to be baptized in Jesus' name." You know, no one should have to beg you. We have water. What doth hinder you? That's what the Bible says. Nobody should have to ask you. Today's your day. "Pastor, please baptize me in Jesus' name. I want to be ready when Jesus comes." They took her to the water and put her down in Jesus' name. Why? Because nothing will ever fill the void. Because you must be born of water and of Spirit. You see, when you repent of your sins, you saw what I did as an illustration. When you say, "Jesus, I'm sorry. Please forgive me. I'm going to try not to do that anymore." With one sweep of his hand, he cleans that out. But you can look up here and see it laying there, can't you? You see it laying on the platform? When you're baptized, it disappears. When you're baptized, your sins are remitted. They disappear. They're gone. They're forgiven when you repent, but you want them gone. You want them covered by the blood of Jesus. You want to take on that name. You must be born of water and of Spirit. This is one of the very first churches that I had ever come to or have been to since in all these years. That when they take folks from here back to here, they talk to you about baptism. They make sure you understand baptism. They make sure you know you're not ready to go to heaven without baptism. And Sister Grant, bless her heart, she over the years has kept a count with the help of others. And she's handed me that count. And I've said, "Sister Grant, how many of those got the Holy Ghost?" She said, it doesn't make any difference. These were baptized, those got the Holy Ghost. It's 42. You know what she's saying? It takes it all. We're not going to separate. Oh, well, this one did that and that one. It's a whole process. You got to do all three things. If you're sitting here and you have the Holy Ghost and you've never been baptized, you need to get to the water. Time is short. Jesus is coming. Don't wait. Don't make your children wait. Let them do it out of obedience to the Word of God. Feeling such an urgency. I was walking the aisles, and don't worry, I'm closing. Just a few weeks back, with the tears rolling off my face, "Jesus is coming." I felt the Spirit lead me all the way to the back. There was an old gentleman sitting back here. My eyes locked with his. "You've got to be ready. Don't wait, sir. You must be born of water and of Spirit." I turned to walk back to the front. I got right back up to the altar where I was getting ready to give the altar call, just like I am now. And I felt a tap, a kind of a hard pat on my shoulder. I turned and he was running. I thought the days of running up the aisle in desperation were over. We're starting it again. If you're not desperate, read the newspaper. Watch the news. He said, ma'am, I need to be baptized in Jesus' name. Could they take me up there and baptize me in Jesus? 89 years old. I said, why, certainly, sir. I took him to a gentleman that took him back to give him a robe, and they led him through repentance, and he wept tears and repented of his sins, and they opened the curtain, and there he was in the baptismal tank. And they said, Sister Oliver, he doesn't have any family. Go sit down. He doesn't have any family. He asked for you. Could you come up and stand by the glass, by the tank with him? I was honored. They put that old gentleman down in the water in Jesus' name. And he came up out of that water speaking with other tongues as the Spirit gave utterance. Hallelujah. He stood in that water weeping and speaking in tongues, 89 years old. Yes, he had tried to fill the void for 89 years, and nothing would satisfy. And when church was over, we took our picture together, and he said, I am 89 years old. No one invited me to this church today. I've never been a church-going man. I have no living family left. I was driving to the grocery this morning, and a voice just came to me so clearly and said, you need to go into that church. I said, sir, had you ever heard of this gospel? No, ma'am. How can they hear without a teacher, without a preacher? 89 years old. Nothing ever filled the void. Would you stand? I would like for only the ministry staff to come right now and line across the front. Just the ministry. Pastor, Brother Solberg, Brother Oliver, the other ministry to come first. Now, children, I want you to look up here at my face. Don't wiggle, don't move. Look up here. If you do not have the gift of the Holy Ghost, you've never spoken in tongues, anyone in this building, it's your turn right now. If you will come, God will fill you right now. Will you step out of your seats? Teachers, help them. Those that do not have the Holy Ghost, encourage them, help them step out. Somebody in this section over here, you've never spoken with tongues, or you need a refilling today. Would you come? Somebody in this section, all the way to the back. I saw you, sir. I locked my eyes with yours. You're going to remember this day. I want you to remember it because you came. Step out of your seats and come right now. Children, stay very quiet, please. Anyone in this section, come, please. Don't wait. Today's your day. Anybody on this side? Young people. Anybody all the way in the back? Now I need you to listen carefully. No confusion right now. I bind confusion and distraction in the name of Jesus. If you came to this altar, you are supposed to be facing this way. Help me, adults. Put your hands on your hips. And if you're touching someone, move away from them. You're way too close up here. Move back. Move back. Okay, move back. Children, give yourself some space for you and Jesus to talk. Now we're going to pray for the Holy Ghost. We're going to ask Jesus to forgive us for our sins, and then we're going to begin to thank Him. Remember, I said the way you receive the Holy Ghost is you begin to thank the Lord. And then when we're all done, anyone that needs to be baptized in Jesus' name, Pastor Thomas is standing on this platform. You come and tell him you're ready to be baptized. There are adults in this building. You need to be baptized in Jesus' name. Don't wait. Don't make excuses. It'll only take 10, 15 minutes. You'll be out of here. This is the most important thing you'll ever do. Would you close your eyes across this building? Would you begin to think about Jesus? Get Jesus on your mind. Everybody. The second step is to lift your face. So Jesus can look right into your beautiful face and into your heart. The third step is to raise your hands. Everybody, raise your hands. Because when you're a child and you want somebody to hold you, you lift your hands and say, "Hold me. Hold me, Mom. Hold me, Daddy." Jesus is getting ready to hold you right now. And the last step is to use your voice and begin to talk to the Lord. Tell Him you love Him. Tell Him you're sorry for your sins. Ask Him to forgive you. "Jesus, please forgive me. Jesus, please forgive me. I'm so sorry for the bad things I've done." Oh, the Holy Ghost is already beginning to fall. In the name of Jesus, receive ye the Holy Ghost. Go on and speak it out. Go on and move your mouth. Let it out. Receive ye the Holy Ghost.
I hear the voice.